Hello?
Hello, is this Elias?
He's speaking.
Elias, this is Charlie with Local Slush. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
I was just calling you here because I still had your account for the first page placements of Google. I was just wondering where you would like to go from here.
Okay. Let's start all over.
Okay. So when
yeah,
we talk...
I'm right here in front of my partner.
Oh, nice. Okay. So when we talked here, let me pull up what we talked about last time. Give me one sec. We talked about getting you on the first page placements of Google. So anytime somebody does search for your services, you would pop up at that time in your guys' area where people can just click to call you directly. We also talked about helping you build out a Facebook page so we can do what's called a retargeting campaign, and we can target specific cities and zip codes from anybody that has searched on Google, and now they can click to call you from both platforms. Now, when we talked, it's not a cost per lead, per call, per job. It's always set at that flat rate, so anytime if you get 20 calls or you get 200 calls, it's always set at that flat rate month to month. Last time we talked, we said it was just going to be $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So it was going to be the first month was $348, and then it would be $249 month to month after that, no contracts.
Okay. And when you say the company, they could be first on the Google page. Normally, just say if if I put in Google the name of the company, they will be with the other companies that show on the map or no?
Yes, sir. So you would pop up on that first page placements of the map where all those other companies are populating as well. So you would be one of those handful of those top recommended companies on that first page where somebody can just click to call you directly.
You're going to be in the top.
Give me 1 minute.
Sure.
Are you going to be in the top five, or how far are you going to be in the list?
So it's just on the first page placements. Nobody that's, if somebody calls you and says, hey, I can get you to the top five or I can get you to number one, they're lying to you. It's an algorithm. So for us, we only work with one company per industry, per area. That's why we're able to keep you on that first page placements. We do have companies in the U.S. that is ranking in the top three, top one. But again, even when you get there, it's not guaranteed that you're just going to stay there for the life of you being in the service with us, right? It could rotate. So it's always just that you'd be on that first page placement. So when you do, somebody does that search, you would pop up at that time where people can just contact you directly.
And is his business going to be like on the map? Because we had utilized a different provider before.
Okay.
He's like, for starters, it was a huge inconvenience because you could Google the company name and some other contractor's page would show up instead of his.
Really?
And then also, yeah, it was like bizarre. And as much as we like told them and like we were like online and like Googling his company, like another contractor's, like, it would show up. And it was so weird, and they never would correct it, and they would give us a runaround that they were gonna fix it, and they never did.
Uh-huh.
And then also like we could Google, acoustical ceiling near me, and we would be at our house, and we have like our house as the location of the business.
Right.
And like we could see five or six other contractors in the area, but we could not see ourselves. You would think that if you put,
you would be number one, yeah.
Right, because I'm at my home.
You're the closest person, for that search. No, absolutely.
And we could never see, they could never get us on the map. Hmm. And they would give us,
the runaround for that?
Runarounds. And
okay.
At the end of the day, we wouldn't get any leads, any calls, business. And they still charged. And I understand how you're saying, you're a flat fee.
Right.
Whether you get, 20 calls or 1,000 calls. But, I mean, we definitely need to have at least some flow.
Right, absolutely. And that's why this is tied to help you guys get that consistent flow of customers, because like I said, we only work with one company per industry, per area. So we're a premier Google channel partner. So there's only 40 of us in the country that have that authenticity badge with Google. If you're doing work with somebody else, because there are thousands of companies out there who claim to do what we do, you might run into the problem that you kind of had, where they can just work with anybody. They don't have that contract with them, so they don't have to abide by those rules. So you'll see yourself rotate off. You'll see yourself where, hey, you're paying for a service that you're not getting the results because they can kind of just sign up your competitors. With us, we have to always work with you while you're with us, so that way you guys do get the best results. And that's why
now,
we do.
Now, this is not a contract, right?
No, ma'am.
It's
month to month. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but at the end of the day, it's month to month. There's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. But it does look like you already have a Google Business profile up and running. I do see it. It's just about getting that Google Business profile populating and programmed to that first page placements of the math section, like you guys were saying. Now, time
okay,
frame.
So just to reiterate, you would be able to get us on the map.
Yes.
Okay, so I could Google the business from my home and I would find it.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Versus seeing everybody else but me.
If you just Google your business itself, you'll find it right away. You're just going to pop up by yourself. It's going to be on the right-hand side, and then all your listings will be on the left-hand side. But what we wanted...
Right, but before we had that issue where it would show up someone else.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It was like a different, it was weird. We would Google it, the exact name of the business, and it was some other contractor's webpage or like the first one that would show up. And it was so weird. They couldn't resolve it. And then, like I said, when we would Google, the company, like just because, he does acoustical ceiling.
Okay.
And so we would just Google acoustical ceiling near me just to see like if we even showed up in the map.
And right,
we would
and you
see
didn't.
Five or six others, but not ours, and that made no sense because now, granted, if we're like, 20 miles away, well, we're not going to be the closest one, but we would be at our home, which is
right.
The home address of the business, and mm-hmm. we wouldn't appear. So that didn't
okay.
make any sense. And like,
do you know who you did work with last time?
It was 411 Local.
Oh, 411 Local. Yeah, we actually get. Unfortunately, we get a lot of their customers that come over from 411 Local because they have, we've had a lot of those issues.
My husband, he's wanting to try a different route and, I'm all for it, but I'm like, I know that marketing or, this kind of business, you have
sure.
to invest. And
sure.
I agree with that, but I mean, I'm like, I don't want to spend as long as he spent with them.
Right.
Them like promising, yes, we're gonna fix it. We know you're not happy. We see you're not getting calls and blah blah blah. And it's like, well, we're not even making the money that we're spending on this because you're not getting any jobs from it. So
right.
when you're making money to replace that expense and profit, then it's obviously you're like you don't see it as an expense. You see it as an investment.
100%.
But if you don't see it as a you're not even recovering your money because you don't see
any
flow.
Yeah.
Then you're losing,
Right.
Like you're not even making up for it. So
yeah.
Again, I'm all for him trying a different route.
Mm-hmm.
But, all the promises that you're saying that you do is like they said, yes, you'll be on the map. Yes, you'll see calls. Yes, we'll,
sure.
promote. And, again, I'm not necessarily wanting to, assume that you're going to do the same, but we're just saying, I do want to obviously make it clear that we've come from that world already and
right.
we want to try someone else and we're not going to necessarily think that you're going to be like them. But,
yeah.
I wouldn't want him to stay here if it's not working out.
100%. And that's why we do the month-to-month because we're a performance-based company. We're not going to lock you into a 3-6, 12-month contract. We want to make sure that we can earn your business each and every month. Like you said, it's an investment into your company. So if you're not seeing that return on investment month-to-month, then there's no reason for you to stay, right? And we understand that. So we do have to perform on our end. And that's why we do have these month-to-months with no early termination fees or pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. Because at the end of the day, we send to you a tracking system where you guys do get to log into. You guys get to track your Google business profile itself, how you're being listed, how you're being ranked, location of searches. You get to track the Facebook retargeting campaign as well, all in that tracking system. You can track that day to day, week to week, month to month. And at the end of that month, you're like, oh, hey, this is working. This is nice. I like this. We're going to keep going with that. Or you go, hey, this isn't working. We can see the tracking system here that we're not doing what they said we're doing. So we're going to cancel that service. And we understand that. And that's why we do that month to month for you, because we want to earn your business each and every month going forward.
How is that tracking done? Like, am I going to be able to see like a spreadsheet of the calls that we're getting? And like, how can we track it?
Yeah, so you'll see the traffic coming in, you'll see the clicks to your Google business profile. You can do the calls coming in. We do offer what's called a call tracking number. It does replace the number that's on there. The calls still go directly to you, but now you get to see how many calls are coming in. You get to see where those calls are coming from, and then you also get to listen to those calls, and those get put into your tracking system as well. I recommend that for my clients because they're able to differentiate where those calls are coming from, that, hey, this is coming from Google. The other calls that don't have that are coming from other places, whether somebody's referring you, whether you have a business card or something like that. So I do recommend that with my clients, and they do see that as a help because, like you said, now you get to track those calls coming in 100%. Also, too, when I did talk to him, I think we talked about this last time. Are you Sandra?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We talked last time. And I remember that I did want to help you guys out. So typically, like for this, I know it is an investment for you guys, but typically on our website, we usually have this for $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. So we wanted to help you guys out because we understand you guys do come from that world and we wanted to prove to you. So that's why we were able to get that reduced rate all the way down to just $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So it's a little more affordable. You guys don't have to break the bank, but now we have to throw our skin in the game too as well because we want to keep you guys long-term to make you guys succeed. Now, I want to make sure your guys' business is correct. Is it Culier Interior Services? Is that your guys' business?
It's called Quayer. Is the correct pronunciation. Quayer Interior Services.
Quayer. I'm sorry. So it's C-U-E-L-L-A-R?
Yes.
And then you guys already have a website up and running and everything like that. The only thing you guys need to do is just program that Google business profile to that first page placement, correct?
Is that something we have to do?
No. We do it for you. We do everything for you. Yeah, I was just saying that you guys want that to show up there because you guys already have had that service, but unfortunately it wasn't what you guys thought it was going to be. So we do want to prove to you there.
Let me pass you to Elias. I actually have to jump on a call real quick.
Okay.
Let me transfer you.
Okay.
To him. Okay. I'll have to take a call.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Well, like I say, we have a website.
Yes, sir.
You can see it. It's on the Quayer Interior Services.
Yeah.
Do you think you can use that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because
we will.
That's the same logo we have and everything.
Yeah. No, your website will stay. Okay. So you keep that up there on your Google business profile. We're going to program that to the first page so that website can be showcased there in that map section. So when you guys do a search, you guys will be able to see yourself. Now, it's not like it's a flip of a switch. I don't want to mislead you at all. That we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but at the end of the day, it's month to month, right? Like I told Sandra, it does take around 30 to 45 days to get you guys to the first page placements of Google for all the services that you provide. Now, that being said, I've seen it done faster because you guys already have a Google Business profile that's verified. It's just the programming takes a little bit. So I just want to make sure we're kind of clear on that. The Facebook page is up and running within 7 to 14 days, and we're able to start getting you in front of your customers. So the first month is supposed to pay for itself. The second month after that 30 to 45 days is when you guys are going to start seeing maximum results. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
And normally, you know, you see the reviews on the website, that reviews is staying or no?
Yes, sir. Your reviews stay, your pictures stay, everything stays here. The only thing is that we populate you and program you for that first page placements for the services that are tailored to your business. So like she mentioned acoustic ceilings, right? That's what you do?
Yeah, acoustical ceilings.
Yeah, acoustical ceilings. So we want to make sure when somebody searches acoustical ceilings companies near me that you pop up, especially if you guys are searching it at your house. You guys should definitely pop up as one of the companies that are the top recommended companies in your area, because you guys are the closest at that point, right?
Yeah, you know, with that company, I was having with them like 5 years, but you know, the first 3 years
wow.
It was everything good, but after that it wasn't good.
Oh wow, you were with them for a while.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because, you know, we was making business with them.
Right.
But after 2 years, everything was bad and calling with the customer service. They said, you know what, let me cancel this stuff soon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've been in business for 19 years, so we've had customers that are still with us for 8-9 years now, still going strong with us, that they're still getting business, they're still getting found on that first page placements of Google. So we'd like to build that relationship with you and start getting you there as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So do you guys want to give this a shot? How this would work, once we do secure the listing here, I do close it out, I will get you on an onboarding call with you and my tech team. We will schedule that. I will send your paid invoice to you through email, so you guys always have that as a 100% tax write-off. And then from there, we start working with you and start to program you to that first page placements and get you guys up there and rocking and rolling, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you guys still operating out of the 9010? Is it Congress Street, Houston,
right.
Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the 77075 is your guys' zip code, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I talked to Sandra about what's called a tracking system with her, and I also talked to her about a tracking phone number with her as well. The phone calls still go to you. The only thing is this, you're able to track it through your Google Business profile. It would change the phone number that you have currently there, but it still goes directly to you. It allows you to see where those calls are coming from. Do you guys want to add that, or do you guys just want to keep it as the 832-593-1132 number?
Just put the number. So I have a question. Normally,
sure.
If with the customer, they go call, they call
mm-hmm.
directly to you, or they go call, or they call to my number?
They call directly to you, sir.
Okay, then that will be somebody on the middle?
There's nobody in the middle. Nobody. We place you there at that time where somebody is just clicking your call directly to you, and then they're talking to, it's a live call. They're talking to you as soon as they call you, as soon as you answer, of course, as well.
Okay, because if you can see my page on the Google,
mm-hmm.
it's not my number in there. It was a number for the company, for the other.
It's the 832-568-3277.
That's what for 411 local.
Oh. Okay, do you want us to change it to your number?
Oh, yeah. That's not my number. That's their number.
So do you want me to... Okay, so we can change it to your regular number.
Yeah, tomorrow. There will be 832-593-1132.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm going to do that. So then that way they can call you directly.
Yeah, because that's what the thing I was, you know, with them. You know, I don't want that number in there. So, no, yeah, there has to be something in the middle. I said, okay. But get business. You know, we get business and everything.
Yeah.
But normally
you,
I want
you don't have to have it. Yeah, you don't have to have that. That's optional. So for us, we always have that as an optional service for our client. If they want it, cool, we'll provide it. If they don't want it, you want your number there because it matches your truck, your business cards, your shirts, everything like that. No problem. We'll put your number on there so then that there's nothing in the middle for you at that point either. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Elias, you spell your name E-L-I-A-S?
Correct.
And then how do you spell your last name?
C-U-E-L-L-A-R.
Oh, that makes sense. That's your company name.
Right.
Okay. And then a good email address for you.
It's my first name.
Okay.
_ last okay. name, Cuellar, @yahoo.com.
Cuellar. Okay. Cuellar@yahoo.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then the number we're talking on here, is this a good number for us to communicate with updates and everything like that for my tech team to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the services that you provide, I know you have them on your website, which that's what I'm going to go ahead and do. But do you guys offer anything else that you want me to put there for your services? Or are they just all right here on your website?
Well, normally we do it's acoustical ceilings.
Uh-huh.
Drywall.
Uh-huh.
Tape and flow, painting, framing.
Framing. Tape and flow, you said?
Yeah, framing and flooring.
All installs or do you do repairs as well?
Installs and repairs.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any specific cities or zip codes that you want to target, or do you just the greater Houston is good for you?
Well, normally, what's the most miles that you can put in there?
So typically we like to stick within a 50-mile radius. That's where you're going to be the most impactful in your area. So, but we can target specific cities and zip codes that you would like to target as well. But we do recommend staying within that 50 miles because we want to make sure that, one, it's profitable for you, and two, it's not so far out where, you know, let's say you're going to go to San Antonio, would it be more affordable for that person to call somebody around San Antonio or for them to call you to Houston and then you got to charge extra. You see what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah. So we'd like to just confine you to that 50 miles. Now, if somebody recommends you outside of them, they're like, hey, you know, call Elias and they're in San Antonio. That's extra money for you. That's better at that point too. But your,
right.
Niche targeted audience will stay within that greater Houston area, I will say. Yeah, that's going to
be
the best.
Let's do with the 50 miles.
50 miles. Do you want to do any specific cities or zip codes in there or no?
Normally with the 50 miles, I covered most of the, you know, Katy.
The territories there.
Galveston. So I think that 50, that's fine.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. And then I just want to verify here is correct. Your operation hours you have is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Is that good? You want to change that? You want to keep it?
That's fine.
Okay. No days off, huh?
Well, normally I just answer the calls and I got 12 guys that work.
Oh, okay. I get what you mean. Okay. Awesome. Perfect. So you got, you have a crew with you.
24/7.
Yeah, that's for sure. So let me see here. Okay, perfect. And then my tech team, we're going to do an onboarding call. How does your schedule look like? I can get you on an onboarding call today where my tech team will reach out to you, and they'll start everything today with making sure everything's correct, and they'll start that programming today. Or do you want me to schedule that for tomorrow? I mean, I can get you as late as 4 p.m. today if that's what you would want.
Okay, let's do 4 o'clock.
4 p.m. today? Okay, perfect. Yes. I like to do it quick because that means, you know, you guys are paying for the first month. That means we're starting super quick. There's no waiting for you guys either. You know what I mean?
That's good, man.
Okay, perfect. And then Elias. I've only met one other Elias in my life, and I went to school with him.
Oh, yeah.
So you have, yeah, you have a unique name. Perfect. All right, Elias. Awesome. And then I'm going to send you a Google Calendar to the email that you gave me, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be an invite, and it's just going to be you, myself, and then it's also going to have my tech team CC'd on there to say, hey, at 4 p.m., we have a meeting with Elias today to go over the keyword phrases and making sure everything's correct, so that way you guys can pop up on that map section as well, all right?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, with the, let me see here really quickly. Okay, I got that in for you. You have your website, which is beautiful. That's going to be showcased there. So, okay. And then with the first month's payment, Elias, how would you guys like to secure that? Are you guys going to do that with a business credit card? Are you guys going to do it with a debit card?
Let me do with this credit card. Give me 1 minute.
Okay, okay. And let me set this up for you while you're doing that, okay? Let's see here. In the greater Houston area. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we got 4 p.m. for him. All right. And then there's a 90-10 Concord Street, Houston, Texas, 77075.
Give me 1 minute.
Okay. No worries. I'm just setting this up for you here.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. So just to clarify, the card itself, for the name on the card, does it have your first name, your last name, or does it just have the company name?
It's my name, last name, and the company name.
And the company name. Okay. And then the billing address, is it still the same as the one you gave me earlier, the 9010 Congress Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the payment method on the card, is it going to be, are you using a Visa, a MasterCard, a Discover, American Express?
American Express.
American Express. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
37, 92, 39, 20, 49, 91, 001.
Okay. Can I repeat that back to you?
Yes.
Okay. I have 37, 92, 39, 20, 49, 91, 001.
Correct.
Okay. And then your expiration date?
06/29.
Okay, and then the security code. I think it's a four-digit code.
216.
It's not four digits for American Express?
No, they only got three.
Okay. And then I'm going to do a security question for you, Elias. So probably Sandra, I'll put her on the account as well. But we just want to make sure we're always talking to you guys and nobody else. So you do have some important information here. We always want to be sure that we're talking to you. We will ask you this security question just to verify that we are talking to you. But then also, too, you get to verify that we're always you're always talking to Local Splash as well and nobody else about your account, okay? So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name. I have the city you were born in, or I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Okay, what was the first one?
Mother's maiden name, city you were born in.
Mother's, my middle name.
Your mother's maiden name?
Yes.
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first. Oh, sorry. Thought we were talking. let's see. All right. What's your mother's maiden name?
Rojas.
Rojas. Can you spell it for me?
R-O-J-A-S.
Rojas. Perfect. R-O-J-A-S. Okay. I always ask because they blank it out. So I can't see the name, so I always got to make sure I spell it correctly. Okay, so you're all set there. I'm going to go through a voice verification for you as well. This is an added form of protection for you. This has the pricing structure in here. It will be sent to you in writing. It is on a recorded line, okay? So if inflation does go up, you're always locked in at that 249 rate, even though it is a month-to-month. You will never have to pay the higher premium prices that we do have on our website as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to go through this. If you have any questions on any of the questions I ask you here, you can just say, hey, what do you mean by that? And then I can verify and clarify it for you as well, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Elias. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cuellar Insurance Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
And your name?
Elias Cuellar.
Perfect. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Elias, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, Rojas, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number. Do you want me to, do you want to write it down or do you want me to just email it to you?
I think it's better if you can email it to me.
100% will do on that one. Elias, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Okay, what's explain to me again on that one?
Yes, sir. So basically, we're going to be taking care of your Google business profile and the retargeted campaigns through Facebook. We're also going to be helping you get on some other listings as well, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. You don't need anybody else to do this. If you did want to run a campaign or you wanted to run a promotion or something like that, let us know so all of us are on the same page and we're like, hey, what's going on here? We didn't put that and we take it down, right? We always want to be working together. Also, too, like I said, if you want to run a promotion, let us know for that so that we can make that happen and we can do that correctly and effectively for you, okay?
Well, normally I want y'all, you know, if I hire y'all, so I want y'all just can do it.
Right, right, right. But we just don't want you to be paying for something twice. So we're going to be doing this for you. So we want to make sure that, you know, there's not two people in the account, like, stepping on people's toes. We want to all be working together. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we do have that reduced rate for the 348, will be charged today, which is June 10th, in the non-refundable amount of the 348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Elias, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number that I will email you, which will be 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
Okay. So you agree and to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a couple text messages. I'm also going to send you an email. You should receive your invoice to the email that you did give me on file here. Let me know when you do see that. It should be coming from Local Splash.
Okay, you sent to my email?
Yes, you should receive that. And you should receive a couple of text messages as well. Just let me know. It's going to take a little bit, but it should be there. I just got one here. Oh,